This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horson, here with my buddy as usual, Eric Bradley. And today, we're talking to new country group Temecula Road. We talk about a couple of sisters getting inspired watching Carrie Underwood on American Idol at 4 years old. How a vocal coach introduced them to Dawson and how performing on The Bachelor just bumped performing on the Grand Ole Opry as their biggest moment. We caught up with them the morning after they performed Everything I Love on The Bachelor. Here's our chat with Maddie, Emma, and Dawson, Temecula Road, Behind the Rose. Hey guys, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Hey,
what's going on?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, congrats on the success. Big night last night. Big night. How was that? Like social media wise, were you guys just like, you know, just scrolling through everything and all your mentions and all your tags?
And big morning as well. You guys are number 8 currently, right, on Apple?
I think we're number 6 on.
Oh, wow. There you go. Number 6.
Our phones have been literally blowing up since it aired on the East Coast last night. And it's like, they're still blowing up. It's crazy.
Right. It's been so cool to see like just all the friends and family and fans reaching out, you know, showing their love. And the coolest thing for us is that we watch the show, you know, we watch it religiously. We've watched seasons in the past and the girls actually got me hooked on it. And I watched Ben's season, was my first season, watched the whole thing through. So when we got this opportunity, I mean, we were like literally screaming, like bouncing off the walls and being there and on set and like watching how it goes down was like the coolest thing ever. And then we had to keep it, you know, kind of couldn't tell anybody for a couple months. And then, so last night was really good. It was kind of like this long awaited moment for us, but yeah.
It's pretty wild if you think about it, like playing on that show, you're playing in front of millions of people, you know?
I know.
It's pretty crazy. Like, it's wild to think about.
We had no idea what the shots were going to look like. We knew what the audio was going to be, but we had to do our own hair. We had glam for makeup, but I was terrified. I was like, God, what if I have a rat's nest in the back of my hair? We had no idea.
You should, now you know what we feel like every day when we're on that damn show. It's like, am I gonna look like an idiot today? Am I gonna look like an idiot tomorrow? It's like,
yeah,
it's hard. Yeah, yeah. You guys crushed it. You guys did really well. Yeah,
thank you.
Really excited to watch you guys. Yeah,
yeah, so. Dude. I was gonna say, like, if you're actually on the show, you're like, that's every day for me, not just one performance.
Right?
That's like waking up in the morning, going to get breakfast at the pool. You're like, how do I look today? And cameras everywhere. Saying,
yeah, it's like, what's my edit gonna be like today? You know, it's like one of those. Yeah, you just have no control. You know, so it's a weird feeling, but. We're definitely going to talk a lot of Bachelor. We'll talk a lot of Bachelor there at the end too, because you guys have been watching the season, obviously. So I want to get some picks of your favorites this season. But I also want to get to know you guys. Like Maddie and Emma, you guys are our sisters. And Dawson, you guys are just longtime friends. Like, was this like planned since you guys were like babies? Like, is this some Jackson 5 stuff? Like when, how did this all come together?
Dude, I'm just the weird guy that comes over too much. I'm originally from North Carolina. I was born in Raleigh, which is also where Matt was born too, which is cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where he's born, but that's where he's from. But from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I moved to Temecula, California, which is a city in Southern California. It's like in between San Diego and LA for all the listeners that don't know where that is. And I moved there, and the girls are always been from that area. And we met through a vocal coach. I was, I think, 14. Emma was 14. Maddie was 13. So we had just met. It was very, like, my second lesson. She was like, I just got these two girls I think you would sing really well with. And I was like, yeah, cool. And I just didn't know any of the singers trying to get me into the community out there. And I mean, we hit it off from day one. They showed me how to sing a harmony, and my mind just blew. I was blown. I was like, I can't even believe this. This is the most magical thing I've ever done. And we became best friends and started hanging out more than we were singing. And then just kind of were doing our own things and living life and going to school. And then it was about a year later, maybe a year and a half, when we decided to become an official band.
Oh, wow.
After singing around town. So wasn't planned. I mean, what's so cool about what I love about our story is that it really was like just best friends getting together. And of course, like, their sisters have been singing together their whole lives, you know, mm-hmm. but I met him, just instant connection. Like, wow, this family is amazing. I love their parents. And so it all kind of worked out. And yeah, that's kind of how we started.
Benny and Emma, like, have you guys just been like singing, you know, since you guys were like, you know, in diapers? Like, how does that work? You guys just always been very musically inclined, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I started singing basically since I could talk, but I really got interested in it when Carrie Underwood was on American Idol. I was 4.
Wow.
I was like looking at the TV, and I told my mom, like, I want to be like her when I grow up.
Wow.
And she's like still my inspiration to this day, but that's how I got super interested in music.
Okay. So our parents always had CMT on the TV, so we would come up with dance moves to the music videos, and we have an older sister as well who's a great singer, but for some reason, Maddie and I just, we always meshed. I don't know where it came from, because our family, it really isn't musical, but I picked up harmonies at a super young age, so she would be singing along to Carrie, and I would pick out a harmony at like 5 or 6 years old, so we'd be driving in the car, and my mom would be like, what are you singing? Like, that's not the melody. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you're going to have to describe harmony to me, because maybe there are listeners that don't know either. What exactly do you mean by harmony? Like, I know for, you know, for the most part, but what do you mean by that?
So I guess harmony is just like, so there's the one, and then there's, which is the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are different parts that work within the chord. So with us, we can sing a 3-part harmony. It makes the perfect chord. So...
If we were together, we would do it for you right now. And part of, we would just do it, but it's going to have so much delay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I'm guessing not many people can do that. That's like a big deal, right? Like, the harmony isn't easy. Like,
like, you can learn it, but it's also one of those things where, like, if you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. So
yeah. Gotcha. And it's also too, like, coming from somebody that didn't originally hear them. I mean, at one point I was literally, they would have to show me note for note, word for word, what to sing, because I couldn't hear it mesh together. And then the longer you work with it, the more you start to kind of hear it. And so now I hear them too. I'm not nearly as good as Emma, but I, you know, can hear them and kind of piece them together myself as well. And it's just, I don't know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And there really is an art form to it. Just the way you say your, sing your vowels, and the way you structure your words, and how long you hold notes out and your stops and starts. Right. Like, it's really an art form, and we take it super seriously. Like, we get together, we get a metronome going, so there's a click, and we're like trying to be as robotic as possible. And then when you hear us on stage, it just sounds super great. But like, if you listen to those things individually, be like, that's really interesting that you're singing it so like robotic or whatever. Yeah. But it's just for the main sound, you know, it'll kind of propel it. So kind of a fun secret to the harmony.
No, I said, this is why I like this podcast, because I learn something new every day. Like, I have already heard harmony, you know, for years, but I didn't exactly know what that meant. So that's pretty cool. Right. Yeah. Has country always been what like your goal is as far as like your genre? Obviously, you guys are all in Nashville, but is that something you've always wanted to do, is the country music scene?
Yeah, when we actually started singing, as the three of us, we never even like really talked about like, oh, what genre do we want to do? It's just kind of like, we've all always loved country, and that's just like kind of what we gravitated towards. And that's like pretty much all we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Our family is from Oklahoma, and Dawson's originally from North Carolina. So we have a lot of country in our blood, and our grandparents are farmers, and his family, you know, they grew up hardworking. His grandma mowed the lawn until she was 100 years old. So we just always grown up. We were just talking about that story last night, but we've always grown up listening to country music. So it's just in our blood.
Yeah, it runs deep, man. It runs deep.
Have you guys ever thought about trying other things, or are you guys kind of, because it's so funny. We've interviewed a lot of different country music artists on the podcast, and some of them are like, I'm going to be country till the day I die. And some of them are like, no, I'd like to try, you know, out a little bit of different genres here and there. Is that something you guys have thought about, or right now you're just kind of riding the wave you're on?
I think, like, for the most part, you know, we're always going to stay rooted in country, I think. And for right now, trying to build, you know, our band and brand in country. And that's just what we love the most, and what we love doing every single day. You know, I would obviously, like, just the more listeners we can reach, the better, you know. And if we cross over into a more like pop world, that would be really cool in terms of listeners. But I think we always really want to stay rooted in country. And like, I think that nowadays, you know, it's a lot easier to get record music. Like, who knows, in 15 years, you know, we might want to do something a little different. You know, artists will try different things.
Right.
And that could be fun. That could be great. We could do like a rock record. You see, like, right, tons of artists, Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, and all these people are like, you know, they kind of do different things, and you can. Like, the thing about us is we love all kinds of music. So, I mean, it's definitely something we're open to, but right now we're sticking in the country zone and absolutely loving it, man. Getting to work with all the team members here, and just moving to Nashville in 2019, and then COVID hit 2020. So we moved in May, So we really only had like 9 months in Nashville before before everything kind of shut down. So I'm still ready to experience the city some more as soon as things kind of open back up.
Yeah. And good music is good music. So say we release a record and, you know, it crosses over just like Golden Hour did, you know, Casey played Coachella, like that would be incredible. So yeah,
exactly.
Music is good music. And as long as people love it, then who cares?
Amen. And I totally agree. Cause I think 20 years ago, that question might've been different because you couldn't really, you know, you had to almost stay in country, but nowadays music is, it just transcends all kinds of different genres. So it's pretty cool that, like you just said, Taylor Swift can do a rock out, Miley Cyrus can do what she does, but still have like country roots and everything. So yeah. I definitely think it's not even like good music is good music. So
yeah. And I love that. I think you just do what you want and what makes you feel good. Like make the music that you love, you know, you gotta be the one to sing it all every single
time.
You know? Yeah. And you're the one doing all this stuff.
Yeah,
we're always changing as people, you know, so it's like you don't want to lock yourself in a corner for the rest of your life. So, I mean, like he said, country is definitely where our heart is, but who knows, maybe down the line we'll do something different.
No, absolutely. And I do want to get into kind of like, I don't know, you guys, big break. We talked about moving to Nashville and kind of, you know, COVID hit and all that. So we're going to do that right after this. All right. So you guys, you know, get moved to Nashville, 2019, COVID hits, quarantine, all that in Nashville. What was that like? Have you guys been doing like, you know, Zoom, like meetings with your, you know, your label, like songwriting over Zoom? Like, what has that been like this last year?
Yeah, our Emma and my parents bought a house in Florida, like the 30A area, in like November of 2019, which really came in clutch when quarantine hit, because we all went there. My other sister, her kids, her husband, there was like 10 of us in this house. And we just like, we were all just there because that was like the peak of it. And we definitely, that was even before like Zoom songwriting started. So we started with doing a lot of live streams and Instagram, TikTok stuff, and then Zoom writing started. And we're still doing that a year later.
We were in Florida for 10 weeks, about 10 of us in one house for 10 weeks. Wow. So it was crazy. And we were working literally nonstop from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're just doing live streams and writing and stuff like that. It was a really, really, really fun time period because we all got so close. My boyfriend was there. Maddie's boyfriend came to visit and we were just all together. So, but we were there from March to May. So May came around and we were like, all right, like we got to get back to Nashville.
Yeah. Zoom has single-handedly kept us in the game. And there's a lot of people that have said the same thing. I mean, just whether it's the Nashville or whether it's writing with people or label meetings or whatever. I mean, we signed with Warner without even meeting them in person. Well, like we said, met with them 5 years ago, but I haven't met with them in recent times. And our A&R guy over there, Rohan, our main A&R guy, Rohan, we haven't even met him in person. He wasn't at Warner when we met 5 years ago with them. So it's just crazy, but it's been good. Like we obviously prefer and miss the human interaction. Like we're very social people. Right. We love being around everybody. I love to talk all the time and you don't quite get that. But at the same time, like we think about it all the time. If this happened 15 years ago, back when Skype was like barely a thing, I don't even know if it was a thing 15 or if it was, it was not this quality. I mean, we couldn't be doing these kinds of podcasts. We wouldn't be able to, you know, 100%. Most people didn't have it or had those cameras. So the fact that if you have an iPhone, you're good, which everybody does, you know, or a smartphone, you can literally Zoom with whoever and see people. So it's been good to stay connected, but we definitely miss the real deal.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I'm impressed you guys were 10 weeks together. That can either be a total nightmare or go super smoothly. And it sounds like it went pretty smooth.
Didn't really have a choice because Maddie and I are sisters. We're like, well, we're already related. We live together anyway. So,
and just like I normally do, I've been doing my whole life. I just slipped on down there myself. It was so great because the house was, it was decent size. It was like 2,000 square feet or 2,200. But you know, when you get that many people in and their older sister and husband had two babies at the time was 5, 6 months and 3 years. Oh, so it was like, oh, you know, and I was on an air mattress for 35 nights. I counted it. And it was like a twin air mattress in this hallway that could barely, I mean, you couldn't even fit two of them side by side. That's how skinny it was. And it was funny to have this, you know, we have this routine, or I had this routine every single day. I'd wake up, I would put the air mattress against the wall. I would pack up all of my cables like I had just gotten there. Cause I'm like, you know what? This is annoying for me having to do this every day, but I just know like when the tensions start to rise, cause it will. I mean, when you get them,
of course,
you don't have the privacy. It'll rise. And like it's the little things, right? So it's like anything I can do or that we can all do to like make this experience you know, better. I want to do it. So I was like, even just if you're like pissed off one day and you're walking through cables and you're like, dang it, Dawson, having to step over
fucking Dawson,
damn cables. Right. Exactly. Like even just that for me, I was like those little mental things that you don't even realize. I'm like, let's try to do as much of that as we can. And we did a great job. I mean,
yeah.
At the end we were all like, all right, we're ready for our break. But, you know,
we definitely got into a few fights, not going to lie.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, man. It's a band that happens. And, but yeah, getting out of there was good and we got a lot done and like we were able to, you know, sign with Warner while we were, well, it was a little later, but we, you know, kind of set that foundation while we were there. So, I mean, no complaints and we were just blessed to be able to be together and kind of get out of Nashville, which at the time was crazy. And you couldn't,
yeah, it's bad. Couldn't yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. stuff. So I love that you guys kind of talked about how you did the live streams, you did the TikTok, you did all that. I think right now is such like all these bands who have embraced that have been able to still stay not only relevant, but even more, like even blow up bigger. You know, you guys all have great social media followings. What kind of TikToks do you guys do in live streams and things like that? Because I think it's fantastic you guys have embraced that because some musicians are like, I'm not going to do that. You know, and I feel like they've fallen behind nowadays, you know?
Absolutely.
Where can people find you on TikTok as well?
So you can find us on TikTok at Temecula Road. We started this thing called the Harmony Challenge where one of us would like walk into the room where the other two were and be like, hey, harmonize to this. And one of us would start singing and they would have to sing along. And we wanted like other people to do it or right. we do like an acapella cover of a song or something like that.
Okay.
Have the occasional dance ones too. Don't worry.
Of course. You got to throw a dance in there.
We have a few more ideas coming with the new song, Everything I Love. So stay tuned for that. We have exciting ideas for that too. So.
Oh, good. I'll stay tuned.
It was cool. We were able to go to those beaches down in Florida, but everything was shut down. There's no, you couldn't Airbnb. The beaches were closed. So literally we were at the house like all day long. So we started to kind of lose our minds. We're like, well, let's just start becoming TikTok dancers as well. Like, cause we got the time, might as well. So we had fun with it. And with live streams and stuff, what we were trying to capitalize on is like live music. We don't have that anymore. Like we want to get as much live music out there. And I mean, it's like I said, it's not the same, but it's better than nothing and be able to like communicate with fans and, play new music or songs that they love or whatever, you know, on a live stream. Like it was awesome. So, and we had a lot of guests, like we did like a Temecula Road off the road tour. So we're like, you know, off
the
road.
That's a good idea.
And it was super casual. We would just be like, yeah, like 3 o'clock every, we were doing them like every other day. And at one point we did like one a week or I'm sorry, one every single day. It was crazy, but we would get like friends. We would text our buddies, be like, hey, like, do you guys want to jump on and like sing some songs? Like, we'll just trade off. Like, we'll just do like a thing. And, we'll, what do you call it, like split or share the live. Mm-hmm. We'll just trade off for like 2-3 songs, like a writer's round style. And we had so much fun doing that.
I love how creative musicians have been able to get through all this. You know, it's so cool to see. And I can't wait. I'm sure you guys, we'll talk about it. I'm sure you guys got some music in the works and everything that you've been, you know, obviously working on through COVID and everything. So I just love how creative musicians have gotten over the last, you know, year and a half. So it's pretty cool to see. But I do want to talk about what you got coming up. But I want to talk about your big break and everything right after this. All right, guys. So everybody has that one moment where they were like, either something went right, they kind of changed their whole life. What would that be for Temecula Road? Like, what was that moment? Or do you have one?
If it wasn't The Bachelor on Monday, it would probably be, we had our Grand Ole Opry debut in late 2019. So it would either be that, but honestly, now it's probably changed to The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I was saying the same thing. Our dream was to stand in the circle at the Opry. So the fact that we got to do that was just amazing. And we played at the Ryman also. That's actually where we made our debut. So
yeah.
It was Maddie and my first time at the Ryman and we performed there. So
and
that was
playing there. Great. That's wild.
Yeah.
It's such a rite of passage in this industry. I mean, and it's such an honor. I mean, we've talked to people who have played it 100 times and they're like, it never gets easier. You're still nervous. You're still the same nervous you were before. I mean, it's just, there's a lot, you know, a lot of weight on your shoulders when you know, there's just so much history and so many, like just every legend who's ever been in country has stepped on that stage, you know? And so it's like, it's a lot to live up to, but it's a cool thing. And then, yeah, The Bachelor was like probably the biggest opportunity. It's our first real national TV debut. So it was really, really cool. I'm going to be on cloud 9 for the next like 2 weeks.
Good. You guys deserve it. You guys crush it. And let's talk more about that. Do you guys have any like funny behind the scenes there? Because
yeah. Cause when we were talking with Scotty McCreary too.
Yeah.
Scotty said the production day was so long that Chris Harrison came up to his bus and they were just sipping whiskey.
Yeah. Him and Chris Harrison were just sipping whiskey together.
damn, that sounds nice.
Yeah, right.
We didn't get to meet Chris. I was so sad.
Oh, that's a bummer.
We had to quarantine in our hotel rooms for a total of 6 days. We could go like outside for one of the days, and it was like freezing cold.
Oh, no, really?
So we didn't. But yeah, it was really fun. We all had separate rooms, so we didn't get to see each other for like 4 days. Emma and I were right across the hall, so we would hear like each other's food come. We would like open the door at the same time. What'd you get?
Yeah, right across the hall. It was so cool. Like they took such good care of us. We going into it, we obviously knew it was going to be awesome, but we were like, man, it's such a big show. I mean, there's so like the production's got to be huge on it. There's so many people, so many cameras, like. Got to light so many different places to capture everything and cut it all together. We thought it was going to be kind of chaotic, but it was the most smooth run production we have ever experienced in our lives. We had this girl, Shima, who was part of production, who was basically like,
do you know Shima?
Yep, I know Shima.
Do you know Shima?
Oh, yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's great.
Please, if you're listening to this, we love you and miss you. We talk about you all the time.
Text her.
Honestly, we should text her. We'll take a picture of this and I'll shoot it.
There you go.
But, she was amazing. Like, not only was she extremely helpful, but she was also like, hey, how was the COVID test? You guys doing good? Or like on our off days, she'd be like, you guys bored? Like, need something to do? She just was thinking about us as people too, which was really, really cool. And it was great. We had butlers like on the hall, which were, you know, draw you a bath and make you a drink and 24-hour room service. So I was like in the tub at like 2 a.m. with like two beers and a pizza. And I'm like,
living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they treat everybody real well. And I think, like you said, they got their shit together, man. They've been doing this for like 25 years. You know what I mean? Like, they know exactly what to do, when to do it. It's pretty cool. So how was it when you guys were on stage? Did you guys get to like rehearse, obviously, before and everything? Or was it pretty much just like go as soon as the quarantine was over?
We got to do a couple takes before they actually got there. Just like practice takes, get all the nerves out.
Yeah, right.
But you'd think the nerves would go away, but as soon as they walked in, I was literally like shaking. I was like, oh, I'm going to ruin it for them. And then it was super cute to see them there, but they're making out like
yeah.
Right? It has to be super awkward, right?
That was super awkward. Shima and the rest of the production team were like, okay, so this is probably what's going to happen. They're going to be macking all over each other. It's really awkward, and you're going to be like 5 feet from them. So if you get uncomfortable, just like look over them. Look at the back of the room. So that's what we did. But we actually ended up playing the song twice. So the second time wasn't as nerve-wracking. But then they were making out for like 3 minutes after the song was over. We're just like standing on stage.
You're just standing there. Yeah.
And it's like, it was crazy, you know, going into it, we were like, well, we're curious to see like, you know, how much is it real reality, whatever. And they did such a great job of keeping the mood set. Like if we had to do something that's not necessarily like super reality, because I mean, of course you've got cameras in your face, like it's not completely reality, but when you've got something like that, I mean, they did such a great job of like when they did it again, like when we did it again, like they didn't stop in their moment. They were having their moment, and the producers were literally like, it came, you could hear a pin drop. It was silent. And they were like, and we just started playing again. Yeah. We just played one more time and like got some more. They just needed more footage and stuff. And so we played it again. And I think the weirdest part was like, after we got finished singing the second time, they were like, they needed more footage of them just like making out. So
yeah. We actually filmed it. In a separate building than the building we stayed in, like the main, the huge, I think it's called the Chateau. So anyway, in between the two takes, the two practice takes and the two real takes, we were supposed to film at like 1 or 2 a.m. and they ended up pushing it back till 3 a.m. So during that time period, we were just all hanging out in the small building. We ended up like laying on the floor, and you guys saw there were Christmas trees everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just really fun because it was just chill. We were talking to Shima about The Bachelorette, and we're like, who wins? And she's like, can't tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are trying to get tea out of him. I love it.
It was the episode where like Tayshia was being teased as The Bachelorette. I was like, Shima, give me something. And she obviously she can't, but.
That's funny. That's
and great. She didn't break. We did a little too much, or not too much. It was just enough, but we were trying to get as much info out of her. Like, well, who wins here? And like, who's top, whatever. And so, you know, she did a great job of like telling us stuff to make us happy, like some insider stuff that didn't spoil anything. And
oh, that's cool. That's like, really cool.
So, you know, she was the best, man. Yeah. I really hope she listens to this because we miss her like crazy. We talk like easily, hands down, like the best person we've ever worked with on a set like that.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I did on my hometown and on my season, I had Betty Who come and do like a private concert for Becca and like all of my hometown and everything. Yeah. And everybody was like, all the people in the crowd and everything, because like you said, you know what it's like out there. Like everything's just hurry up and then you wait. Like that's how TV is. Like you just hurry up and wait, you know? Yeah. So of course, like all my friends were there 5 hours before I got there with Becca. And they said that she was just up there like cracking jokes and like making everybody laugh and like dancing with everybody. And it was like, I liked her more than, you know, you guys. Like she was way more fun. So
right.
Yeah, she's super cool. Yeah.
Exactly. Like we started getting ready at 9 PM and ended up not filming until 3. So, you know, hurry up and wait.
Yep. Like I said, you guys crushed it. You sang your song, Everything I Love, and it's killing it right now. Six on the charts.
Yeah.
So cool.
Tell us the story behind that. Cause you guys held that song for 3 years. I read somewhere, right?
Yeah.
We were pitched the song 3 or more years ago and we had it on hold. We actually recorded it probably 3 years ago. Then we re-recorded it like a year ago. And so we've had it forever ready to go, but didn't really know the right time to like release it. And then when this opportunity came up, we were like, yeah, this is the perfect song. This is the perfect time to finally let her go.
In hindsight, it's so weird because there was never really a reason that we didn't release it. It was just like, no, it's not really the right time. And now looking back, it's like, oh, like that's such a God thing because he knew like this is going to be the song for this moment for The Bachelor. You know, like it's just so crazy how that works.
It's awesome to see like the life that the song is taking because when we recorded it 3 years ago versus like when we recorded it like about a year ago, I mean, we're better singers now than we are. We're getting better every single day. So it was, you know, we added stuff, we took things away, we changed the mix, we recorded vocals, we added more guitars, like we did all this stuff to it. So you can kind of see it like, well, y'all don't, but we saw it take this life and we're really, really proud of where it's come, where it is now. And looking back on where it was like, I would have been happy with that version of it, but this version is like exactly where we want it to be. So some incredible writers wrote it and we've been telling them like it's time's coming, like we know it's coming soon and this was the perfect opportunity.
100%. And it's pretty cool because like I'm sure, you know, obviously a lot of people listened to it last night and it could be if Piper and Matt end up together, that could be their song, you know what I mean? That could be their song. So it's pretty cool. And I bet a lot of people last night were like, that's a really cool song, it could be like our wedding song, you know, stuff like that.
We talked about that. I was like, if she wins this and they end up together and they're together forever, we were their first concert, like that
first
was
concert, isn't that cool? Yeah. Did you guys feel like, was there any like sexual chemistry? Was it palpable in the room? Like, what was that like?
It was from like me to the computer right now. Like they're right there.
That close? Oh, wow.
That's wild.
You could feel it. You could feel it. I mean, there was a lot of sparks in the room that night. You could definitely tell there was a lot of chemistry between them, even on the show too. Like just watching the season, like when he looks at her and you know, you could see that there's something there. So, you know, best luck to her. And we're watching you after our performance. It was about halfway through the show. You know, we were all like hanging out and like sipping champagne and we had some friends over and we were just having like a big celebration. It was awesome. But we were also like, okay, everyone shut up now. The show's back on. They're like, yeah, yeah. Play. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
This was a Bachelor watch party. It's just cool that we're on the show, but we're here to watch the damn show.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I gotta know what happens.
Let's talk about some plans coming up. Some new music, guys. Obviously you guys are just now like started. I mean, it's so funny because every, you know, people don't see the behind the scenes and how much work you guys have, obviously ton of work. I can't even imagine how much work you put in, but it's finally, I feel like all kind of starting to come to fruition. So like, what do you guys got in the works right now and stuff?
Well, we've been writing a ton. So I think the next step for us is to go into the studio, pick a few songs and release those just to, you know, hightail off of this, Everything I Love High. So I guess that's the plan. And then hopefully touring comes back. I don't really know what the situation is with that, but we're crossing our fingers that it comes back as soon as possible.
Yeah, we've got an incredible team over at Warner and Hollywood Records. We signed that deal. We've been with Hollywood for 5 years and Warner for the last like couple months now. And it is like the dream team, man. Them coming together really is the perfect match for us. And, you know, just working on music, trying to do everything we can in that sense, waiting for touring to come back, but also, like you said, taking advantage of the time and making the most of what we can do right now. Live stream shows, trying to build the audience and the fan base on socials. And then when those days come, we're going to be, I will never, ever take it for granted again. Like there's times when you're right on the road and you're like, God, I'm missing home. And we're going to miss home, of course, but I'll never, ever say like, I don't want to be here because I want to be there more than anything in the world. And I know the girls feel the same way. Like we miss it. But yeah. Working with the team, eventually going to go to radio. You know, that's been a dream of ours forever. And when we first moved to Nashville and when we first came to Nashville in 2015, and then we signed with Disney in 2016. Day one signing with them, it was always with the intention to sign with a Nashville partner to have a radio team to do that whole thing. And so now this is like all those years we've worked for, like, this moment, you know. And it's great that the first thing we got to do with them was like Bachelor moment. It just made it made it so special. So radio eventually, so we're excited for that, and you know, stay tuned, hopefully we'll be on there soon.
Do you actually have any dates right now, or is everything just kind of in the works? Is there a date we can tease, or
no dates?
Okay, cool, awesome. Well, I'm looking forward. I can't wait to hear more from you guys. Absolutely, yeah. Before we let you go, who's your favorites right now on the show? Like, who are your top four right now for Matt?
I have a full theory of who's going.
Oh, here we go. Good, Matt.
He didn't wait for this question the whole podcast. He's like, Blake, when are you going to ask this? Yeah.
You are the self-proclaimed like biggest Bachelor fan in the world,
yeah,
right?
Yes, I have a full theory. I think Rachel's going to win. And if she doesn't, it'll be Michelle, or Michelle wins. And then later he picks Rachel. I don't know. Ooh. Either way, she wins. And then I think either Katie or Abigail will be the Bachelorette.
Definitely agree with that. Yeah. Yep. I think Katie might be the Bachelorette. She got sent home last night.
I think Katie will be the Bachelorette.
And I think it's going to get announced this week. I think it's going to be announced this
tomorrow.
Week. Oh, no way.
No way.
Oh, Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So I think either Michelle or Piper is going to win. But I love Abigail. Like, I either hope she wins, or if not, I hope she's the Bachelorette. She's just
she's a sweetheart. The
best girl ever.
Yeah, totally.
I agree with that 100%. And I liked Katie a lot. I know there was like controversy because at first he was like, wait, she's like the good girl in the show. And like, she's just trying to be like the bigger person and take the high roads and like try to, you know, avoid the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, and people were like, okay, well now she's always involved in the drama. And so it's like, is she actually taking the high road, or is she just saying that and then actually like causing more problems? But I liked her. And
yeah.
When he took her on the one-on-one date, he like grabbed the rose. I was explaining to my buddy who doesn't watch, and he's like, do they ever like pick up the rose and then like not give it to them? Like, I think every time I'm like, and they're like, why do they do that? I'm like, it's got to be for the dramatic reason.
Exactly,
like,
dramatic effect.
Okay, pick up the rose, whirl it, look at it, sniff it, spin it, shake it, throw it, and then be like, I can't give you this rose. Instead of being like, here's the platter, and it's like, I can't give you that rose. It's like, no, it's like, here it is. Like, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. You're so close, but.
It's like, and so I was joking, but with that whole Katie scene was happening, I was explaining to one of our good friends at the party last night, and he was like, do they ever do that? I was like, yes, sometimes they'll like pick it up and twirl it, and then they'll just be like, I can't give this to you. And literally, like, he's like,
it happened.
I just can't give you that. He was like, my relationship with some of the other girls has progressed more than ours has. Like, I just can't give you this rose. It was on the one-on-one. I'm like, Micah, there it is right there. I'm like, they just did it. We were laughing.
Yeah, I was a little shocked by that. I like Katie, but I just felt like they had more friends vibe and everything. So I agree with, I think Rachel, my top four is Rachel, Bree, Abigail's still in there. She's kind of disappeared a little bit. And then Michelle. Those are mine right
now. Yeah,
we'll see though.
I agree.
Yeah, we'll see. Awesome, guys. Well, you guys have been fantastic. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Congrats. Absolutely.
So much taking time. Yeah, we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and then when you come here to Denver, for sure, Grizzly Road. And I'll probably see you out there. I mean, we come to Nashville all the time, so we'll be out there in Nashville. Maybe we'll catch
you. Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys, I don't know how much you guys are here, but if you ever are, like, even just grabbing a beer or lunch or hanging, like, we're all about it.
Yeah, because we're actually signed to DJ Silver's label.
Yeah, I say I'm on DJ Silver, and we'll be out there all the time. So we'll grab drinks. We'll we're harmonized. I'll fucking practice my harmonizing.
Yeah, dude, let's go. We can get it. The goal for 2021, or like whenever you get out here, is to get Blake to harmonize.
Dude, I can barely sing along. Like,
dude, we got it. I love that you want to dive into it.
Oh, absolutely. I'll try anything. Yeah, you're gonna look like a fool. I'll try anything. So. That'd be fun. Where can everybody find you guys though on all the platforms and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you can find us at Temecula Road on pretty much everything.
We're heavy on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah, and we reply ourselves to all of our fans. So anybody that reaches out to us, you're gonna hear from us.
Oh yeah, I got that repost last night. I got that restory last night.
Oh yeah,
yeah, man. I saw it. It's so funny that my best friend's girlfriend was like, "Oh my gosh!" And she's like, "You can." She's a crazy Bachelor fan. She loves it. And I was like, and when I told them, they were freaking out. It was the best. But find us on all social media. Just super thankful and grateful for this moment. Like, thank you guys seriously for having us on.
No, absolutely. It won't be the last time.
Yeah. Everybody, go out and get Everything I Love right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.